Thank you. I wish my bio just said, I just like to teach. I think that's where the fun is in academia. I'm grateful to be here and be a part of such a wonderful group of presenters. I think that the quote that Amy shared there at the end really captures where we're coming from in this project and the idea that, that in thinking of the social determinants of health, that really only 10% of what makes people healthy comes from healthcare. And it's shocking, especially when you tell medical students that. But that's where we're working, and that's the idea where we're coming from with this interdisciplinary case competition that I'm going to tell you a little bit about today. If any of you do have a financial relationship that you'd like to establish, I'm going to make that invitation. But no, I have nothing to disclose at this point. So we got together at the University of Memphis around an idea of doing something different in terms of interdisciplinary education. And we liked the idea of a case competition because it could be very short-term, very focused, and could involve students in very novel and applied ways. We didn't want to just do something for the sake of doing something. We wanted a product out of it. And we knew that case competitions have been used in the past. There are, in our field, there are health administration case competitions. There are public health case competitions. There are global health case competitions. There are interprofessionals case competitions that involve lots of different health-related professions. But there aren't really many good examples that we could find, if any, of involving students outside of the health disciplines. And if only 10% of what determines health is done by healthcare, well, we knew we had to get outside of health and healthcare. So we reached out across the campus at the University of Memphis and tried to engage the different academic units. And we ended up with 17 students from seven different academic units: anthropology, communication sciences and disorders, health promotion. We had three lawyers show up, which is sometimes a good thing. Public health, certainly public, and I say that, sorry, the lawyer crack. My father-in-law was a lawyer, and so I have the right. He put me through the ringer to marry my wife. But so I crack on lawyers when I can. Public health, public and nonprofit administration, and of course social work was involved as well. And the process that we used, we had a four-hour kickoff session where we got students involved. They're all graduate students or professional students. We did not involve undergraduates at this point. And we provided them training on the social determinants of health and on the idea of group process and teamwork. So what sort of things do they need to pay attention to? How do they come together in a short period of time when they speak such different languages and they're being trained in such different ways? And we gave them a focus. We had consulted with the faculty in these different academic units on what would make this work. And they said, you have to give them a focus. You can't just say, go solve health problems. Give them something to chew on. And I think if you look at the projects that have been presented here today in this group of presentations, there was a very, very clear focus in each of them, and that's what's made them successful. So we decided on the idea of child obesity in Memphis. Memphis is a city with a lot of socioeconomic disparities, health disparities among those, and it's particularly among the children. And we knew that children tend to bring people together as well. I think the Teach for America folks would say that too. But we picked child obesity, and we gave them 6 weeks. We said, come together. And spring break was one of those weeks. So they didn't have class that week, and it could be their choice to spend their time on this. And we asked them to prepare a case, prepare a solution, come up with an innovative way to solve child obesity in Memphis. They had 20 minutes to present their idea and 5 minutes for question and answer. And there was a panel of judges. Two were directors of health-oriented nonprofits that work very closely with the community and understand more community-based approaches to health issues and population health issues, and then a former medical school dean who's also very much on board with the idea of population health. We had some generous support from our dean to provide some novel financial reward for the students. So each of the students on the winning team received $250, and then $100 for second place, and $50 each for third place. And potentially more importantly for their resume or their CV, we said that they could be recognized as an interdisciplinary case competition scholar. And the real intent here was to give them an opportunity to learn about different disciplines and to get something tangible and meaningful out of it to prepare them for their professional life. After the competition was over, we sent out an evaluation using Qualtrics, an online survey tool most of you, many of you probably are aware of, and asked them both quantitative and qualitative, in the sense of short answer sort of questions on experiences that they had with the competition, and suggested improvements that they had. And we focused really on interprofessional competencies that we adapted from the core competencies for interprofessional collaborative practice. That's a model that's very clinically driven, admittedly so. And so we adapted the ones that were non-clinical out of that. And I'll show you a lot of those here in just a second. 13 of the participants responded, so just over three quarters, which for most of them being in the last year of their master's or their law degree, we felt was pretty good, especially in their last semester. About even split between male and female. You see the racial and ethnic diversity that we had as part of those responders. Average age was 31, predominantly master students, but a good degree of doctoral and professional students. And you see the split in the disciplines. So there were five of the disciplines represented in the responses. The anthropologist did not respond, and the communication sciences and disorders folks did not respond also. They spent, on average, we asked them to report on how much time they thought they spent individually, so about 11 hours on average, and then additional 15 hours together as a team. So a little bit more than a day total, 26 hours or so on average, but that included the 4 hours to start on the kickoff and the 3 hours, 3.5 hours they spent together on the day of the competition. So not too bad in terms of involvement. We asked them to identify how their team got together. It was very much face-to-face. Some teams used phones, some used texting, some used email to communicate. I think one of the teams used some social media, but nobody tried Skype or FaceTime or anything of the video conference nature. They, I think, realized that they needed to get together and get this done. And these are some of the competencies. So you see, and these, I'm just showing you the percentage that responded that they felt like they understood well or very well this particular competency. The blue is before the competition, and the orange is after the competition, and you'll see the changes. Some of them are not too stark, sharing accountability with others. Most of them thought they did that very well or well beforehand at 92%. 100% of them said it afterwards. But you get down to something like integrating other disciplines into your decisions, where you see beforehand only about 40% of the students who were involved felt like they understood how to do that well or very well, where 92% afterwards felt that way. Understanding the process of effective teams, 46% before, 100% afterwards. Even recognizing their own contribution to the team, only about 62% said they did a well or very well on that compared to 100% after the competition was over. Listening to and encouraging others' ideas was another one of those that they came in, and maybe this is a selection effect. They felt these are folks who like to do collaborative work, who are interested in it. A lot of graduate students, by the time they get into graduate school, they're pretty jaded on teamwork because they were the high performers in high school and they were the high performers in undergrad, and they did all the work on the required team stuff. So it's interesting that we were able to get some of those, but they were able to, they felt like they improved on being able to express themselves to their team, to be able to communicate with others, to engage with diverse individuals, and even recognizing their own limitations. I just included in this one the percentage of those who said that they could do that very well. Most of them said that they could do well at that, but a big change from 8% who said they recognized their own limitations very well, up to almost 40%. And then finally, their ability to work in cross-functional teams, to trust others in teams. You see the change here. This is the real-world professional impact we wanted. We wanted them to get ready for what it was like once they graduated. It's different when you're in school with your cohort learning all about one subject in a class. It's very different when you get out in the workplace and you have to do something together with people who don't talk your language, who don't understand the things you do, who don't come from the same place that you did. And we recognize that as their faculty and as professionals. We wanted them to see it and to grow from that, and it seems like they have. They felt like others understood and respected their discipline better. Very significant change there, from 23% up to 69% well or very well. and then their understanding and their respect for other disciplines from 46% to 100%. So the idea that we could help them in a short period of time to see that the world was more than just what they were being trained in 2 to 3 years, and that there were ways that they could improve their own education, their own understanding of the problems they were trying to solve by engaging with others, seems to have played out, at least in terms of their feedback on these competencies. And you see some of their feedback. This is the percentage who agree or strongly agree with some of these ideas, that they felt like their participation was valuable, it was a good investment of their time. They enjoyed participating, all of them that responded. Their voice was heard. Their participation enhanced their education. And most of them said that they would recommend this to others. We asked them how we could improve the case competition, and they wanted nicer awards. But interestingly, they're not talking about more money. More money is number 4 on the list, more valuable prizes. They wanted a nice plaque. We gave them a certificate, and we thought we did a good job. And you know, we even had some nice shiny metallic stickers we put on there to try and help them feel good. We're working on a tight budget, but I think they would have been nice to see a trophy of some kind of a recognition they could put on their shelf or hang on their wall more than the certificate. And so we take that to heart, and that's one of the things we're working on this year. They want to see more teams, so we're expanding. They would like to see greater faculty support and coaching, so we are implementing ways to do that and engaging faculty not just from our School of Public Health, but from the other disciplines on campus. Of course, more money in the pocket would be great, and we're going to try and work with some community sponsors to get some money in the coffers to do that. More disciplines involved this year. Nursing, you probably did not see, was involved. We have a School of Nursing on campus, and they will be involved this year. It was more a matter of timing last year than anything, and we've got that, I think, worked out. And so, as well as the School of or the College of Business and Economics will be involved this year, it looks like, and potentially engineering. Hopefully some of us can figure out how to talk to engineers. But one of my best friends in college was an engineer, so that's where that rip comes from. Different or a variety of case options. So we're going to let them choose a little bit more this year. We still want them to come at it from the social determinants of health framework, but we're going to let them choose maybe not just child obesity, but some of the other problems that are very prevalent in Memphis. And then they want a little bit more time to prepare. So instead of 6 weeks, we'll give them 8 weeks and a little bit more lead time and a little bit more training. Just some final thoughts from these participants. One said that they love participating in this competition. They learned a lot about the perspectives of other disciplines. Another, it was a good experience, especially meeting with other disciplines and getting to understand the diversity in our approach to interventions or problem solving. And finally, I'm very appreciative of the opportunity I had to participate in this event. The teamwork with interdisciplinary students was a valuable experience in very real world. So they took it home, and they learned from it, and they felt really good about it. Some have expressed interest in participating again this year. Some have recommended it back to their faculty, and we're grateful for that and think that we've hit on something that can make a difference to our students and hopefully to the things that they're doing. So thank you for the time, and look forward to the questions for the group.